Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in a schoolyard.
So when I was in like sixth grade, you guys, my mom rented Revenge of the Nerds, and we thought it was just like the lighthearted comedy. But anyway, there's a point in the movie where they have everyone, like all the girls are running around and the guys are spying, I think, through a peephole or something like that. And the guys are like looking at them, and then everyone's chanting Bush. No, they set up like some elaborate camera system. But anyway, they're chanting Bush, and there's girls running around with like these huge breasts, and like there's just all these naked girls, and I'd never seen anything like this before. And
how old are you in sixth grade? Is that like 11?
I think something like that. But my mom made me stop watching. We turned it off, and then later on, we rented it from All the Best Video, and we rented it as 5 for $5. So I had it at my house for 5 days. And another day, I watched it when she was gone. I watched it alone, and that was one of my first masturbatory experiences.
Shut up.
So anyway.
Oh,
okay, but now that reminds me of something else. I remember that was
like... Did you masturbate to the other four movies you rented?
Drop Dead Fred.
Hang on a second. He didn't say which scene he watched over again.
No, but listen.
It was the scene with the football team in the shower.
I don't know what age most people start masturbating, but I was probably... that was either fifth or sixth grade. So I started then. But then, this is what I was going to tell you, is that there was... I just recently remembered this. There was a point where... The first time something came out of me, and I thought, what the hell? Because when I first did it, nothing came out of me.
I'm gone.
He's taking the headphones off. Just listen. We're crying out loud, Chris. Come on.
I don't want to hear anymore.
I listen. I watched that video for you on the podcast.
That is completely different.
I literally vomited.
But no one is enjoying listening to this story.
Ben's enjoying it.
No comment.
I have a question for you. So what age did you guys start masturbating?
First of all, just the way you say masturbating for some reason. is it just me? Something about the way he says it.
I agree.
What
it
is
makes
it?
Me feel
What's
like
with
I should
your
be
voice?
Ashamed to do it.
Yeah, what is with your voice, Danny?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm excited to tell you.
Yeah, I think you are. I think you're too excited.
Ben, really, do you remember like the first age that you started masturbating at?
Stop saying that.
That you started touching yourself in an erotic manner.
No, but I remember the date that I swore I'd never touch myself ever again. January 4th, 2009.
Come on, I'm serious. Do you guys remember when you started masturbating? Around what age?
I don't know.
I mean, look, I'm not saying this is necessarily a bad idea of a topic. I just want to hear you stop saying certain words.
Well, just tell me. I won't have to keep asking if you tell me if you answer.
I have a problem with like words or people saying dirty things with this. Something about the way you say certain words really just is extra gross.
You can just refer to it as it, and we know what you're talking about.
All right, well, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
I was probably in, I don't know. I'd already started puberty because I had hair in my armpits, and I had like some like hair around my genitals, and I had been I had been masturbating for some time. It had become a fairly regular habit in my life. And at one point, I remember I was in the bathroom.
I don't want to hear it.
I was doing it, and something came out, and it scared the hell out of me. It was like, what? Oh, my God.
Do you think that we'll get kicked off of iTunes?
I hope we do.
I think our ratings just dropped.
I'm going to complain about this episode.
I think even Sean Becker turned off his iPod now. He's probably the biggest fan of this show.
All right, come on, man.
I'm supposed to be the one that says, like, the nasty, the foul thing. This is the most just horrendous. This is just the most disgusting podcast I've ever heard of.
It's not like it's gross. It's kind of just disturbing.
Yeah, there's something weird about it.
It's not like it's
something
too,
really
like,
creepy.
Risky or something. I don't know.
It's like Danny's admitting something.
Well,
there's something weird about the way you do it or talk about it.
I would rather hear Clay Aiken talk about this than Danny.
Yeah, something seems wrong about this.
Why don't you guys...
I can't put my finger
on it. I'm
going to
keep talking about it until you, one of you guys at least answers the question or tells some type of story. I mean...
All right, so Ben, start talking.
Yeah, Ben, around what age? Do you remember at all?
Do you think it's possible that Danny wants to hear our masturbation stories his own masturbation?
I'm kind of thinking that because he's getting all worked up talking about his past. He's like, come on, guys, this is trade stories.
Guys, I'm just waiting for one of you guys to go into explicit detail.
I mean, how young were you exactly, Ben? Oh, you were probably a lot smaller then.
Did you chart your hair growth at that time?
Oh, you didn't have any hair on your body, I bet.
Oh, Lord. So are one of you guys going to answer or what? Okay, so it came out of me then. Until you guys talk, something came out of me, and I thought, I remember inspecting it, too, and looking at it, and then, like, looking at what the substance was made out of, and just being freaked out by it. Because I had been doing this for some time. And I probably didn't skip a day. So, like, I might have even done it earlier that day. And then the second time I did it. So there is a point where your balls just immediately start producing semen. You know what I mean? Like, I might have done it earlier that day.
Does it come out in, like a smaller volume, like, the first couple
times?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know. It was just a little bit. Yeah, it was. But it definitely shot out. Like, I remember that. It might have hit me in the face. I'm not kidding around. Oh, I'm not kidding around.
You know.
Well, because I had no reason to avoid that. You know what I mean?
To be fair, I bet you weren't really trying to either.
But why would I? I had a track record of like.
You had your mouth open.
I'd probably rattled off 500 by that point, and nothing like this had ever happened before.
Oh, jeez.
It's like, when you talk about stuff like this, you have to be classy. There's some kind of code involved.
Oh, God.
And you're breaking it.
Well, come on. At least, okay.
Is it fair to say that's how you chose your lifestyle was, you know,
based on that shot to the face?
That warm load hit your face? Was that when you decided you were going to choose the lifestyle?
That's when I chose, that's when I decided against it. I said, this is not for me. No, come on. Enough with the jokes. I'm serious. When this podcast can't move forward until one of you guys at least gives me I want to know
I just want you to stop wanting it so bad.
Fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade. Just you guys say stop when I name the grade. Second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade.
Wait, you're going the wrong way.
Seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade. 10th grade. Now I know you're lying. I know you're lying. When of you guys started before then?
I never have.
You remember in high school when people would say that?
Well, yeah. I have 2 points to make. One, 7th grade. And two, Ben's mom listens to every episode.
So what? My mom might listen to this at some point. I'm not going to base how we do this on if my mom or your mom listens to this.
No, I don't want Ben's mom to hear this episode. anyone's mom.
Don't let any... Well, I'll put a warning on this. If you are related to anyone on this podcast, don't listen. So, Ben, 7th grade, is that about right?
I don't know.
I wasn't answering for Ben.
No, but you said 7th grade, and I was saying that's probably... I assume that's around the age average. I started early. I know I started early. But let me ask you this, Chris.
Here's the better question. Have you ever been caught?
No, hang on.
That's a better question.
I have a quick question, though. This is serious. You're not going to like it, and I'm not just trying to be gross or
funny. I would like it
better
if you weren't looking at me.
Okay, I won't look. So, when you did it...
That's for every question.
When you did it the first time, did something come out of you the very first time, or was there a point? No, really.
What is it about it, you?
Okay. No, this is because
did something come out of
me? No. Did you
why do you phrase it like that?
Okay, because I don't want to say...
Is it the words or the way you're saying it?
I don't want to say...
I don't know. I think it's both.
I don't want to say did you come because I had a good feeling like the other times. There was a point...
Oh, God.
Even before...
It keeps getting worse.
Even before I ever produced something that with my testicles that came out, I knew...
You fucking teaching a health class?
Even before that, I knew when it was over. Like, I would finish, and there would be, like, oh, there's that good feeling. I'm done now. Okay, so now Sorry, I lost my train of thought. So now there was a point where where actually I produced something, and I remember noticing that. And I'm curious if that happened to either of you guys, or if that, like, the first time you did it, like, something happened. Come on, Jesus Christ.
What kind of a question is that?
It's not that weird.
I think it's weird.
Come on, you guys are just intentionally hanging me up to dry here.
No, I'm not. No. It's not the topic, Danny. It's just something about your words and the way you're saying your words and the excitement that you have in your voice.
I'm not that excited.
You have this twinkle in your eye like a little kid on his first Christmas.
Or on his first masturbation.
And it's just weird to me, like, how badly he wants to know the details.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, okay, you're making me pull the curtain back, but we've intentionally talked about trying to stay on topic on this podcast, and I'm trying to move this along and keep you guys going on this, but it seems like I'm the only one talking.
Well, we have right to now. First agree on the topic before we can all stay on it.
That's true.
Ben.
Danny.
I've known you for quite some time, and never in my life have you been shy to make a masturbation joke. I can't believe that you're climbing up on me here.
Well, because all those other times where our voices weren't being recorded.
Yeah, but give me a break.
And he wasn't being quizzed about it either. He was freely choosing to make a joke.
There's a difference between making a joke about masturbation and explaining the first time I ejaculated on something that my future father-in-law is going to probably hear.
Oh, man. See, now you're – I don't like that someone's going to listen to this.
And there's something clinical about this that I don't like also.
All right, I'll keep it less clinical. I was whacking off one time, and
believe it or not, that sounds better. Not good.
So I'm just spanking it hard, right? And then pew! Here comes some jizz.
Still unacceptable, but much better.
It's weird how, like, the dirtier Danny gets, the less creepy it is.
I know. So
weird. All right, you guys.
I like the sound effect, by the way.
You know. All right, Chris.
I think this will be on the next year's Shotties for best episode to get us investigated by Chris.
I'm going to tell you something right now, Chris. Either you tell me whether or not you ejaculated the first time or that came later, or I'm going to start masturbating right now. You have 5 seconds.
I ejaculated the first time. And you were praying that I didn't answer.
All right. I can't make that same threat to Ben because he's not in the room.
This is way more creepy than it is funny.
All right. What was your question, Ben? You said that was a better question. Oh, have you ever got caught? Huh.
Huh. Have you ever got caught with a girl? Well, Danny, you're going to say no, but.
Yeah, I have been caught with a girl.
By who?
By my mom.
Oh,
it was with Zandy, but we weren't all the way doing anything yet.
Oh,
we were like, it was obvious what was about to happen.
Yeah, that's funny. I got caught with Zandy too. But your mom.
My Zandy's mom.
Have either of you ever been caught? All right. Well, that's all the time we have. Well, this was fun having me talk and embarrass myself for 15 minutes while you guys sat there quietly burying me. This is a good time. Good night, Ben.
Well, I don't think we buried you. I think you dug a hole, jumped in it, and started pouring dirt all over yourself.
While masturbating.
We just didn't rush to dig you out.
Yeah, I dug a hole.
I didn't see Chris or I holding a shovel.
I dug a hole, jumped in it, and started masturbating.
It was like a Skull and Bones initiation.
See, the point is if I led you into it,
okay, but usually if we start out with something, you guys will at least like make fun of me for a little while and then come in and go, yeah, but all right, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but we didn't know what you were talking about.
Well, do we want to talk about anything anymore? Or can I just end this?
I don't know. Chris?
I got nothing.
All right, then. Well, you guys can go fuck yourselves. Good night.
Here she comes. Dad, take your towel off, please.
Oh, coming up?
Oh, yes. Is she cold in there or what?
Nature's thermometer.
There goes Dr. Focus!
Focus!
Just kidding. This is bullshit. I want Bush. Pan down. Oh! We've got Bush.
Oh, wow.
We've got Bush.
Oh, hell pie.